Back now with Day to Day, I'm Alex Chadwick. Oil prices did something this week that we haven't seen much of lately. They fell 3 days in a row. Analysts say falling demand could bring energy costs down significantly in the coming months. Marketplace's Amy Scott is with us. Amy, why are oil prices down this week?
Well, Alex, analysts are chalking it up to concerns about the economy. You know, Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke was on Capitol Hill this week talking about significant challenges facing the U.S. economy. Even China's economy grew at its slowest pace in 3 years in the second quarter. I talked with the chief investment strategist at Wachovia Securities, Bill O'Grady, and he says the markets seemed to realize this week that commodity prices won't keep going up forever.
It's almost like kind of a light bulb type realization that a global slowdown is going to reduce demand for commodities across the board, which has led to a significant sell-off in oil.
Of course, today, news that Nigeria had cut back on production reversed that sell-off a bit. But analysts do expect this decline in demand to have a real effect on prices.
You know, it's clear that U.S. consumers are starting to change their behavior because of the cost of gasoline. Do you see demand falling in other parts of the world?
Right. U.S. drivers have really responded to these higher gas prices. Gasoline consumption is down about 5% compared to last year, and this is peak driving season. But fuel subsidies continue to really help prop up demand in parts of Asia and the Middle East. The International Energy Agency predicts that global demand will still rise by 1% next year. But because of that pressure from the U.S. and European economies, some analysts I've talked to say we might see oil fall as low as $100 a barrel in the coming months.
And would that kind of regenerate the whole price cycle again?
Right. Well, $100 oil is still pretty expensive. A year ago, it was about $75 a barrel. So I'm told that even that much of a decline probably isn't enough to reverse the shift in consumption we've been seeing.
Well, if oil prices do continue to fall, when do you think we would see a real drop in gasoline prices? Because I haven't seen that at the pump yet.
Right. Today, the national average is down by not quite a penny, according to AAA. So, you know, it's a start. But one analyst I talked to said we could see a 10-cent drop or more fairly soon. So if crude oil prices do stay down, the difference at the pump will be noticeable and maybe not too late for that summer road trip.
Thank you, Amy. Amy Scott of Public Radio's Daily Business Show, Marketplace.